AP News, I'm Hayap Anjouani. A bus accident in Central Florida killed several people and leaves more than 36 people injured. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A bus carrying farm workers collided with a pickup truck and overturned Tuesday morning in Marion County, Florida, killing 8 people and injuring at least 40 passengers. Florida Highway Patrol spokesman Lieutenant Pat Reardon says after the collision, the bus swerved off State Road 40.
Post-collision, the school bus traveled off the roadway onto the grass shoulder where it went through a fence, struck a tree, and overturned.
Marion County resident Ashley Smith says she has noticed heavier traffic on State Road 40 since moving into the area.
I moved out here 5 years ago, and the traffic has been extremely worse since moving out this way.
Reardon and Smith making their comments on WFTV. There's no immediate indication that weather was a factor. It's also not known if the bus had seatbelts. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the prosecution's star witness in Donald Trump's hush money case being grilled by Trump's lawyer.
A tense start to cross-examination in Donald Trump's hush money trial, with the former president's lawyer reminding Michael Cohen, who was once Trump's lawyer also, of some choice words he had to say leading up to his testimony. The prosecution had already gotten Cohen to admit to a sordid past of lies and jail time for perjury. Now the defense will make the case he's a liar who can't be believed. One of the last things Cohen told jurors while testifying for the defense was that he regrets the lies, which is a reason he named his podcast Mea Culpa, but he doesn't regret working for Trump. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Nobel laureate Alice Munro, the Canadian literary giant who became one of the world's most esteemed contemporary authors, has died at age 92. A federal judge has denied Hunter Biden's request to delay his gun case trial, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's son wanted the trial to start in September, with his lawyers arguing they need the time to line up witnesses and review evidence. But the judge in Delaware set a June 3rd trial date, saying she believes everyone can get done what needs to be done by then. Hunter Biden is accused of lying about his drug use 6 years ago on a form he used to buy a gun. His lawyers have said he did not break the law and he has pleaded not guilty. It would be the first of two trials the younger Biden faces next month, along with a tax case in California. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Hayap Anjouani, AP News.